Mayor Tyer's total is $6,185. Councilor Mazzio's total is $5,657.
It's outrageous. It's another money grab by the MTA.
Hi, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode, a rare recount in Pittsfield, Massachusetts doesn't change the mayoral election results. And parking at Metro North stations east of the Hudson could be going up. First, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has signed legislation that will ban drivers from holding cell phones. The Republican signed the bill at the State House in a room filled with legislators and road safety advocates, many of whom had lost loved ones in crashes blamed on distracted drivers.
So this is a very proud day for Massachusetts, where we join the other states in New England and do more to help prevent further injuries and horrible tragedies.
The bill forbids operators of motor vehicles and bikes from using electronic devices unless the technology is being used hands-free. Police can begin enforcing the law in 90 days, but until April 1st, will issue warnings to violators. Emily Stein of the Safe Roads Alliance began lobbying on Beacon Hill to get hands-free legislation after her father, Howard Stein, was killed by a distracted driver in 2011.
This law takes the cell phones out of the hands of drivers, so it keeps our streets safer for our children, for everybody who want to walk across the street, bike on our street, or drive. This is not a panacea for road safety, but we all know and are so proud of this bill because it will save lives.
The first recount of a mayoral election in Pittsfield, Massachusetts in a decade has affirmed the victory of incumbent Linda Tyer. WAMC's Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landes has more.
The November 5th contest ended months of contentious campaigning with a win for Tyer. The first Pittsfield mayor to serve a four-year term, the former city clerk was sent back to the corner office by more than 500 votes against city councilor Melissa Mazzio. But a week and a half later, Mazzio filed a petition to see the count re-examined, alleging election irregularities like unauthorized Tyer allies being present in the registrar or voter's office and potential voter fraud. The move triggered a day-long return to the ballots for city election workers. By Monday night, City Clerk Michelle Benjamin announced the results of the election all over again.
Mayor Tyer's total is $6,185. Councilor Mazzio's total is $5,657. There were 37 write-ins, and there were 82 blanks.
As it turned out, Tyer actually gained 2 votes. But for Mazzio, that came as no surprise.
Well, the next step would be, you know, taking our challenges to Superior Court. That's your next step, you know, which is originally, you know, I think where we wanted to go, but you have to exhaust your remedies first. So after the recount, I mean, you know, I'm not oblivious to the fact that, you know, making up 590 votes or 526 votes is not, you know, we're never expecting that, and we didn't expect it. Our thing is, overall, has always been to be able to count the ballots and to count the absentee ballots.
Petitioning for the recount, Mazzio drew attention to 2 issues. One, the allegation that the number of absentee ballots was suspiciously high, and 2, that an unauthorized person had been in the registrar or voter's office on election day.
It was Barry Claremont, you know, and being the husband of a candidate, I think it would be the last place you'd want to find yourself.
Mazzio framed her efforts as a test of the city's election systems.
If we're all done with this and it comes up, it shows everything was done perfectly, then it's probably going to be a good thing for the public to know that when they go cast their ballot, that it's done with the utmost carefulness and integrity. But if it's not, I think it's time that people realize, you know, that if things aren't going well or done right and correctly, then we need to fix it.
But contesting every absentee ballot for Tyer was just the beginning of her campaign's protest. Her attorney, Andrew Hochberg, explained why entire boxes and bags of ballots were protested en masse by the Mazzio campaign.
These boxes have to be kept under lock and seal. So when they're under lock and seal, they're sealed on both sides. So there were 3 boxes from the precincts that had questionable seals, either broken, missing, or another issue, and that was, I believe, 4A. There are also blue transfer bags of the unused, unvoted ballots. And there were, on 3 of the bags, there were issues with them.
The reason why I'm not concerned about these irregularities is because the recount has validated the results from November 5th.
Tire.
There was not 526 votes found in favor of Melissa Mazzeo. So that's why I'm not concerned at all about this issue with the seals, because those ballots have been protected from the moment they left the precincts on November 5th, and they were locked in a vault until today.
The mayor accused the Mazzeo campaign of attempting to disenfranchise voters who cast absentee ballots for her and described its protest as, quote, nonsense.
Fortunately, the Board of Registrars didn't agree with that and counted all of those ballots for me, as they should have, because it's very obvious that those ovals were filled in next to my name.
If there's a next step in the examination of November 5th's vote, it has been safeguarded by a letter of protest distributed by Hochberg to the Board of Registrars, the city solicitor, and the Tire campaign, referring to the boxes of ballots the Mazzeo campaign says could have been tampered with.
I'm challenging all the ballots, and I've told them that I'm challenging all those ballots, but those ballots also went through the tables, and individual ballots may or may not have been challenged. And I know, obviously, and you've watched, that there have been challenges. People raise their hands, and there's been challenges going on throughout the day. This is just an overall challenge, and that can be dealt with at a later point if there's a legal action filed.
Hochberg says that he will not represent the next phase of a potential Mazzeo lawsuit. He said the campaign has spoken with law firms in Boston about such an action, but has not yet selected one. Secretary of State William Galvin's office confirmed to WAMC that it has been in touch with the Mazzeo campaign over the allegations. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.
Well, it's a familiar experience for thousands of people in the WAMC listening area. You drive to a Metro North station, park, and then catch a train. Now, parking costs could be going up. But as WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn reports, a vote on the proposal has been postponed.
The proposal would raise parking fees nearly 14% at 25 Harlem, Hudson, and New Haven line stations east of the Hudson River. The plan would also eliminate free Saturday parking on both sides of the river. Democratic State Senator Pete Harkham represents the 40th District, which includes parts of Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess counties.
It's outrageous. It's another money grab by the MTA. It's going to impact the hardworking families of the Hudson Valley. You know, the riders I represent pay the highest fares, they have the longest rides, and they have the fewest amenities.
Lawmakers on the other side of the Hudson River are also upset over the proposed increases. Republican Assemblyman Colin Schmidt wrote to MTA Chairman and CEO Patrick Foy saying any increase is an injustice when the agency's capital plan gives short shrift to his region.
I wanted to let the chairman and CEO know how I felt and how it's going to impact my constituents, not only financially, but in many ways, make it just a little bit more difficult for them. We can't have that. So I asked him to oppose and not allow any increases, any changes at all, leave it the way it is. Any increase that hurts our commuters, hurts our families, hurts our community, and it's unacceptable, especially until they figure out their MTA capital plan to do right by Orange County, Rockland County, and the entire Hudson Valley. So until they can figure that out, they have no right to discuss any additional burden on my residents.
Schmidt's 99th district includes parts of Orange County and Stony Point in Rockland County. Some of his constituents cross the river to take Metro North trains, primarily out of Beacon, as do Newburgh area residents in Democratic State Senator James Skoufis' district.
I joined my colleagues in urging the MTA to take another look at this. I understand that there are budget constraints, but this was unexpected. No one in the legislature heard or saw of this coming.
An MTA spokesman says the proposal remains unchanged at this time, and the November vote was rescheduled for December 18th. Skoufis urges the MTA to reconsider the increase.
We made some significant progress north of New York City this year vis-a-vis the Capital program and making sure that the Hudson Valley got more attention from the MTA over the next 5 years. This would be a small step backwards if they didn't move forward and adopt these parking rate increase.
Again, Harkham.
Taking away the Saturday parking, you're now punishing seniors and people on fixed incomes who used to take advantage of the weekend parking. It's going to hurt merchants in the downtown hamlets of these towns and villages. So the plan is ill-conceived, and as I said before, it's nothing more than a money grab.
Democratic Hudson Valley Assemblyman Jonathan Jacobson issued a statement with 11 of his colleagues opposing the proposed parking fee hikes, which, in his district, would impact the cities of Beacon and Poughkeepsie. On November 1st, Jacobson attended a meeting between Metro North leadership and members of the Assembly, but says the Metro North officials did not mention the proposed increases. Jacobson and others say they first learned of the proposed hikes in local media over Veterans Day weekend. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving wherever you're listening. Thanks for making us a part of it. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.